Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Raise your hand if you currently feel like you are juggling at least 17 projects while simultaneously trying to launch a new project and also not forget the dozen or so unread emails in your inbox. Yeah, I thought so. I completely understand and I see you, and I want this episode of Think Like an Integrator podcast to be helpful for you. You are exactly who I am talking to right now because it might be time for you to truly, seriously consider bringing on an integrator to your team in 2025. So today, for this episode, we're diving into what an integrator actually does, how you can know if you specifically need one right now in your business, and some tips for working with an integrator in 2025. I have talked about the integrator role so many times on this podcast. I mean, the title of this podcast in general, like the name of the podcast, is Think Like an Integrator. So it being an integrator is ingrained in me, and it is something that I want to teach you guys how to do if you are kind of bootstrapping and like turning on the integrator in your brain because you don't have an integrator on your team, or if you have an integrator on your team, I want to help you work better together. So I've talked about the term integrator a lot. We have an entire episode that I'm going to link in this description that is all about the difference between a visionary and an integrator. So definitely go back and listen to that episode if you are new to the term integrator or maybe new to this podcast in general. In a nutshell, the definition of an integrator, they are the how to your what. They are the person who turns your big ideas into actionable steps and execution. You're going to want to think about an integrator like one would a general manager or a COO, a chief operating officer. So they are the doer. They are the person who is so focused on in the weeds and all of the moving pieces of the what and the when, so that you, as the visionary, can just dream big. You can sit in your zone of genius of dreaming, of thinking about what's next, knowing that you have a person managing all of the moving pieces. A simple analogy for this would be if the visionary is the pilot deciding where to fly, the integrator is the air traffic controller ensuring the runway is clear and the plane takes off smoothly. That integrator-visionary duo truly is dynamite in your business. There's a book I love called Rocket Fuel. So if you haven't read it yet, add that to your 2025 reading list. It is all about the relationship between a visionary and an integrator and how when the two work together, they really are rocket fuel for the company because it's allowing two people to focus in on their own strengths and also lean into each other in their weaknesses. So having an integrator on your team could be incredibly beneficial for you if your team is starting to grow and you feel like you're juggling a lot of the day-to-day operations that are then taking you away from the things that you know are your sweet spot in your zone of genius. Here's a couple of things to consider on how you might know if you're ready for an integrator right now this year. One, you're stuck in the weeds of your business and you can't focus on growth. If you are having to answer all of the emails, handle all of the customer problems, manage all of the team, like just be so head down, head down, head down, you never get to have your head up. You never get to think about, well, where are we flying the plane next? That would be a good indicator that you are ready for an integrator. Number two, you're overflowing with ideas, but struggle to execute consistently. Guys, I cannot tell you how many clients we have worked with that have said to myself, to my project managers, like, I'm finally bringing the projects to life. Like, we're finally gaining some traction here, because rather than just starting all of these ideas and never seeing them through, now we're getting to actually check the box off. We're actually getting to tie it off with a pretty little bow. So if you feel like you have a lot of ideas, but you're struggling to execute consistently on those ideas, now would be the time to bring on a professional who can help you with that execution. Number three, managing team members or projects feels overwhelming. If you do not like the role of manager, that's okay. Guys, not everybody enjoys being a manager. And if you don't enjoy that, it doesn't make you a bad business owner. It doesn't mean that you can't have a team or you can't think about growth. It just means that you might need that manager on your team. You might need somebody else to step in and help. I remember my very first integration client, Rebecca. She has several full-time employees and part-time employees and subcontractors on her team. So a vast variety of people on the team, and she just didn't enjoy the management part of it. So when we started working together, I took over handling all team communication. I took over leading the weekly team meetings, and I loved that. Like, that was my sweet spot, making the agenda, coordinating with the team, having one-on-one calls with the team members quarterly. Like, those were some of the things that I stepped in to do. And she had a great mindset of knowing that she wanted to trust me enough to execute her vision and her company goals with the team. But I was then doing that on an in-the-weeds basis, and she was high level. So when we got on team meetings, I was leading the meeting. She was jumping in for certain, talking points that she needed to cover, but she didn't need to worry about those things that weren't her strong suit. So if managing team members feels overwhelming to you, then you don't have to be the one to do it. Same goes for managing projects. Sometimes the project is either too close to home for you that it's hard for you to let go of control to certain aspects of the project, or you're just not a good manager. It does take a certain type of person to manage multiple different projects at once, multiple different deadlines, due dates, team members, communication styles. There's lots of things there. And so having an integrator on board to create the Trello board, manage the due dates, be that middleman in between team members, that could be a really good fit for you if you're currently the bottleneck within your own team for those things. Number four, you're doing things that don't align with your zone of genius. Guys, you have to know your zone of genius. As a CEO, as an entrepreneur, I don't care if you are a solopreneur, I don't care if you have 5, 10, 15 team members, you need to know your zone of genius. That is something that even this year, as my team has evolved and my own role in my business has evolved, I've been like tweaking it a bit and like kind of going back to that blank piece of paper of, okay, what is my zone of genius? Like, what am I good at? What can I only do? Like, what are the roles that only Kat can fulfill in my brand? And like kind of going back to that. So if you don't know your zone of genius, this would be a great thing to uncover this year as you are assessing roles and figuring out if you need an integrator on your team. And then the last common denominator, I guess I should say, when it comes to determining if you need an integrator or not, would be if you've hit a ceiling and you need systems or leadership to scale. Sometimes we just need more help. Y'all, like, as a solopreneur, you can only do so much because your time is finite. It doesn't matter what your funnels are, okay? It doesn't matter how much you're pumping into Facebook ads or how much childcare you have. Like, your time is still limited, and you are going to hit a ceiling if you don't hire more people or outsource more so that more people can pour into your business too. That's what having an integrator can help you do, by having somebody else who understands your brand, who you trust without a doubt to follow through on tasks, on to-dos, on projects, and really see it through. So as you have listened to those, I hope that you were like mentally even saying like, oh, yep, that feels like me, or oh, no, I'm not sure. But it will be a good time now to even like kind of jot down or again, go back mentally, note like what resonates with you? What do you feel like might be happening in your own brand right now that could potentially point to you wanting or needing, literally like need to hire an integrator this year? So now let's flip over a little bit and kind of talk about what an integrator can do for you in 2025. There's lots of things that an integrator can step in and do in your brand. For the KS agency, we focus on digital products. And so y'all know based on past episodes, I try to not only talk about the relationship between a visionary and an integrator, but also talk about what does integration look like for a digital product business. So when we're thinking about a digital product business, there's a couple of things that an integrator could do and a couple of things that I've done when I first stepped into working with brands before that I think are worth mentioning because they affect so many of you. And some of these are probably going to affect you all. Number one, streamline operations. I know that systems and workflows can give people like the heebie-jeebies, right? Like if you are just so creative-brained, you don't like any sort of checklist, you don't want anybody telling you what to do, but I'm here to tell you that you might actually need some solid systems and consistent workflows so that your business can scale. I remember another business owner, when I stepped into her brand, she had some workflows and systems in place. And then I stepped in and completely overhauled them because while they were good, they worked for her as a solopreneur, they weren't sustainable for the long haul as we were continuing to outsource, as we were bringing on additional team members. And so something that an integrator can do, one of like the top things an integrator should do when they're first stepping into your brand is auditing the operations and then streamlining things where we can. The next thing is going to be team alignment. This is another big one that it can be such a bottleneck for so many business owners. You are the middleman. You are communicating with a lot of different subcontractors and team members, and it can be nice to finally have one person, the integrator, to handle all of that communication and really bring the team together. Sometimes that's bringing everybody together through something like a new system like Slack or integrating Trello or Asana, something like that. Sometimes it's something as simple as saying, hey team, we're going to start having an every other week Zoom call, whether that's a subcontractor, whether that is full-time team members, whoever it might be, we are all jumping on this call and we are streamlining all of the communication and the team alignment that is happening so that we are all on the same page. We can cut back on mistakes because we know what's happening. Like everybody feels secure and confident in their to-dos. And we can also just streamline the overall clarity of where the company is going and the vision that you have. Some of my team members a lot of the teams that we work with are smaller, so they might only have one or two people on their team. Maybe they have a VA, maybe they have an editor, they're small teams, and that's okay. We still want to have team meetings with anybody and everybody that we can so that we are all on the same page. Another benefit of bringing on an integrator is going to be faster implementation. Now you don't just have this laundry list of ideas that you want to execute, but you can actually move into truly executing those things with less friction because it's not just you. You are not the sole person handling the weight of all of those things, but you can have all of these different strengths pouring in to the dream and the goal that you are working on. Now, if this has aligned with what you are thinking about for 2025 and you're processing that bringing on an integrator might actually be the next best step for your company, there's going to be a couple of questions that I want you to ask yourself when you think about the process of finding an integrator. Number one, before you even start looking, I want you to write down the biggest challenges that you have in your brand. And then I also want you to write down your expectations for an integrator. It's very helpful to think through both of those things because here's my little like cat being dream crusher mode up in here. The integrator is not a fairy godmother, okay? The integrator is not like this magician that's just going to step in and like do all the things that you ever could have wanted. Like there's going to be a little bit of friction in the beginning as two people are learning how to work together. You're learning personality types. You're learning about everybody's expectations for one another and for the projects that are at play. So I've personally found that when I am starting to work with a new visionary, it's helpful to know what are the biggest challenges that that visionary is facing right now and what are their expectations for working with an integrator. Sometimes those things are going to align, right? Like those challenges, they're going to want to fix them. And so their expectations for working with an integrator are going to be like fixing some of those problems that they are facing, but not always. And so it's good to know those two things. So then as you are looking for an integrator, you can make sure that you are talking about the very clear expectations that you have. That helps you guys to both get everything out in the open right away and be able to have a realistic conversation so that you know better what to expect when you are working with them. Another thing that you're going to want to think about is if you are truly ready to delegate and let somebody else take the reins in certain areas. That is vital, you guys. Like you have to be open-handed when it comes to working with an integrator. And I know I personally have worked with businesses before where they've been phenomenal people. Like they are great visionaries. They have great ideas. They are the sweetest people, but they weren't ready to let go yet. And so the friction that I just mentioned, like it actually became like such a problem that working together moving forward, like it just wasn't feasible because they weren't quite ready to let go. And as an integrator, I wanted them to let go. Like that's my role is to take it off of their plate. And so then I felt suffocated and they weren't pleased. And so it just became a little bit of a mess all the way around. And like, thankfully, there can be really great professional growth opportunities in those situations and great conversation and constructive feedback time and all of those positive things that can come from a learning experience. But it was still hard. Like those were still experiences that I didn't love walking through because there were pain points on both ends. And so as a visionary, you need to know if you are truly ready to let go and to let somebody else take over the reins. And maybe this is where you can be really honest with yourself and say, okay, you know what? Yes, I am ready to let go and give up X, Y, and Z, but I'm not ready to let go and give up A, B, and C. And that's okay, as long as there are clear expectations. Like I, for example, we have some clients where we work with them and they absolutely love anything to do with graphics. They have a very high standard for the graphics and their brand. They love the visual aspect. So they don't want to give that up. They are not ready to outsource that in any way, shape, or form. And even though that might not necessarily be their zone of genius, like they could potentially outsource that in the future. For right now, they're not ready. And that's okay. We know that. Like as a company, I understand that, you know what, they're not ready for that. So they are going to be responsible for this part of the project and I will work with them in that way. I have other clients that really love writing their copy. They don't want to give up writing their copy. They might want our copywriter to come in and like edit it a little bit and tweak it slightly. But overall, they still want to be very controlling over their copy. So again, this isn't to say that you have to just let somebody else do everything in your brand because it is your baby. And like an integrator needs to understand that, right? Like this is your baby and we want to love it and care for it just like you. But at the end of the day, we aren't you. And so there are going to be certain things that you want to keep close to your heart. But it's knowing that ahead of time so that there's less friction over who's doing what and over the overall letting go and delegation that can happen. So after you've processed through those questions, now you want to start actually looking for an integrator. And I did an entire episode on the difference between a full-time integrator, a fractional integrator, and an agency. So I definitely want to refer you guys back to that episode. It's going to give you even more details on the various types of integration that you can have in your brand. And then when it comes to finding that person, you can, first of all, if you already have a team, I want you to like look internally first and foremost, because I've worked with clients before where they've brought my team on and we've kind of trained one of their team members. And then when we've left, their VA has stepped up and become more of that project manager, COO, integrator role for the business, because that's what was needed at that time. And so after listen to the episode where I talk about full-time versus fractional versus agency, you'll learn a lot more about the KS agency as well in that episode, and how we handle working with our visionary clients and if an agency might be a great fit for you. And then I also want you to look internally on your team. Remember, needing an integrator, it does not mean you're failing, you guys. Like, I feel like I should have started the episode with that. Like, this is actually like such a phenomenal step for you. If you were even contemplating, like, should I have some help on my business? That is growth minded. It's knowing that you can't do it alone. And so partnering with somebody else who wants to serve your clients, who wants to be a part of all of the big dreams that you have, that is just such an incredible step to be thinking about in 2025. And I'm personally so excited for you and definitely cheering for you as you are continuing to process if bringing on an integrator is the best fit for you and your brand in 2025. If you're curious about whether or not you should work with a KS agency, I would love for you to reach out. Shoot me a DM. Send us an email, hello@catchmoyer.com. I'd love to explore next steps with you, talk to you more one-on-one about what's going on in your brand and if working with the agency would be the next best step for you. And I hope this episode was helpful. Y'all, I hope you feel encouraged and excited about what 2025 has in store for you and your business and if adding an integrator to your team is the next best step.